Campaigners have turned the red Welsh dragon blue to represent the environmental wishes of Wales. Di, the 30-foot-long dragon, is starting his long journey to the Copenhagen Climate Change Summit from the Welsh Assembly this lunchtime. Chris Halpin has been down in Cardiff Bay talking to environment campaigners to find out more.
I'm on the steps of the Assembly in Cardiff Bay with Julian Rosser, the chair of Stop Climate Chaos Cymru, and I'm also with Kerith Jones, who's 16, and he's the Welsh Assembly's climate change champion. First, I'm going to talk to you, Julian. What's the purpose of today's event?
The idea of the event today is really to draw attention to the fact that there's probably the most important meeting ever held is going to be happening in Copenhagen in a couple of weeks' time, and that's the United Nations Climate Change Summit. We're looking really for a very ambitious deal to come from that summit.
Right, tell me more about Di the Blue Dragon that you've brought with you today. He looks very ferocious.
He's very ferocious, but he can be quite friendly as well. Di is there to represent the wishes of the people of Wales. There's going to be a big rally in London on the 5th of December, and there's going to be an International Day of Action on the 12th of December. So we're going to be taking Di to London to represent Wales at the Wave, which will be, I think, the biggest climate change demonstration ever held in the UK. And then we're going to take Di on to Copenhagen to represent Wales at the international summit there.
And Jane Davidson's been talking today. What is the main message you've wanted to get across, Jane?
Well, really, the people of Wales are supporting the action that the Assembly government and the Assembly has been taking on climate change. A couple of weeks ago, there was a motion passed unanimously in the Assembly to say that rich countries should be cutting their emissions of greenhouse gases by 40%, at least 40% by the year 2020. So we've had massive support from that across the political spectrum. So we're here to really lend our voice in support of Jane.
How do you want Jane to make Wales's voice heard in Copenhagen?
Well, we're in the position that Jane and Wales is the chair of something called the Network of Regional Governments for Sustainable Development. Now, of course, Wales is a very small country, and we're not going to have a massive voice in Copenhagen, but as chair of that international network, we think that Jane will be able to represent the wishes of the people of Wales and all sorts of people around the world who really want very strong action taken on climate change.
Okay, thanks, Julian. Right, okay, and Kerith, come to you. You're off to Copenhagen with the minister.
Yeah.
That sounds very exciting. What do you hope to get from the experience?
Well, it's really important that the young people of Wales have a voice in Copenhagen. And often young people think that politics and tackling climate change certainly isn't really anything to do with them. And I think it's really important that I'm going as a representative of young people in Wales in order to represent what they want to happen. Because as Julian said, it's really important that we reach a treaty now, because this is our last chance to make a real effective difference in Copenhagen.
And what do you hope will happen?
Well, we need a fair, ambitious and binding treaty. And as Julian said, the Assembly passed a motion a couple of weeks ago calling for 40% emission reductions by 2020, and scientific evidence shows that that is what's necessary. And I just hope that the heads of state and the negotiators in Copenhagen show the political will to actually reach a treaty.
Thanks, Chris. If you want to see pictures of Di the Dragon in action, then check out our website on www.cjsnews.co.uk.